Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Luke chapter 24, verse 36 through 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." So yeah, this is another resurrection story of Jesus after he is raised to new life, appearing to his disciples. There are some things that are in Luke that are very interesting, and part of it is it follows the story of Emmaus, and both of them have these kind of five aspects. One is that the whoever encounters Jesus, they have an encounter with Jesus, but they don't really know it's Jesus. They're confused about it. In this text, they still don't have faith. They thought they saw a ghost. And even after they receive that it's Jesus, they're still, it says, in their joy, disbelieving and still wondering. And so I think many times when we encounter Christ, we still have some questions. The second thing that happens in both the texts is there's an explanation. Jesus explains the scriptures to the men on the way to Emmaus, or it could be a man and woman. We don't know. We just know one of their names. On the way to Emmaus, Jesus explains the scriptures, and here Jesus explains to them everything written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. The third thing we see is in both these texts, they eat together. We would call that communion. We would call it sharing the Lord's Supper. In the Emmaus account, which is right before our passage here today, they actually recognize Jesus when he breaks the bread. And that's the next thing we see in both these passages. Luke's trying to tell us that in the midst of this, there is enlightenment. Their eyes are open. The disciples here, their eyes are open to understand that Jesus, everything that happened to Jesus, the suffering, the death, had to happen through the scriptures. And finally, Jesus leaves. In the Emmaus passage, he just disappears. In this passage, he will eventually ascend to heaven, a couple verses down from what we read. And so I think as we gather every Sunday, and this is a Sunday, we kind of have the same pattern repeated. We come together to encounter Christ. And sometimes we're believing, and sometimes there are those among us who are disbelieving, and sometimes we are the ones with doubts. We hear the scriptures explained either through a preaching word or maybe in a Sunday school class. We eat together. We share the meal of communion, and we also share larger meals from time to time. We pray that God enlightens us, opens our eyes to who he is in this world. And often that looks a lot like a cross rather than the powers and structures of this world. And then finally, we leave. We exit. Jesus, in our passage, sent his disciples out. And so we exit each week from the service, the worship service, wherever you gather with the community of believers, and we exit out into the world to share the good news. In our passage, it says that repentance and forgiveness of sin be proclaimed in his name to all nations. And so this is kind of a pattern we repeat each week. That's why it's important that we be a part of a worshiping community, because as we repeat these things that have been done since the beginning of the church, we realize that we are connected not just with each other in Christ, and not just with the larger church around the world today, but we're connected with the early church, the apostles. We are in this what is often called the apostolic tradition. We are living the faith of the original apostles as we gather and we show up in the same ways that they did on that first Sunday morning. We show up each Sunday morning. So I hope you'll find a place of worship. I hope you'll find a place where you can encounter Christ, where you can hear the word explained. You can eat with and drink with other disciples, where you can be enlightened, and where you can go out and share the good news. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast, so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.